Before he looks, this place is looking funny. Just before he entered the world, one extra hour, he had to turn around and return back to Benin to the bypass and come and join the proper place. Why would he say, why didn't he say that? 1 hour. I'm going to enter worry now. Are you getting my point? If you have been doing what is wrong, it was wrong. It is not my telling you now that makes it wrong. It's not it. It's just to save you, you know, because you see, hope deferred, the Bible says, makes the heart faint. It weakens your faith. At least know that the reason why you're not getting results is because you were wrong. Better know that. People reject knowledge. The devil wants to deceive you. You had better get knowledge and understanding with prayer. You know, I said it. The first thing you do is ask, tell God, I want knowledge. I want understanding. Next thing, you start behaving like that's what you want. You can't tell me, I tell you, I like your preaching. You know? Hey, where's your church? I say, I don't pastor a church. I preach on Saturday. Saturday evenings. That's what my village meeting holds. Fine. Let them bless you. Let them impart the word of God into your head during the discussion on how to the next festival of the masquerade is going to go. Listen, we are resisting the works of the devil. That's how we resist him. You know why people like to pray? Those kind of prayers. People think it's hard work. It's actually cheap labor. Yes. One whole night of prayer is very easy. What is hard is a lifetime of correction. What is hard is for you to be walking every day, walking in such a manner that your brain is being corrected. What is hard is for every time you are corrected, you will repent and change your ways. That's what is hard. But to blame everybody else and pray against them, that one is easy. But listen, one day, anyway, Ken Hagin said it in his book, Triumphant Church, that everybody goes soon tired. When they have broken the curses and nothing is broken, they will soon wake up and say, okay, Oga, you said we should break this course 16 years ago. We are still in the same spot. And then we should try something else for now. My only that, just don't wait till that time. Take the scriptures and know what is right. I said the devil wants to deceive. Another thing I should quickly say, this is one of the things I want to say today. Well, two of them, let me say this one first. When we are resisting the devil, his works. The Bible says that he said, Lord, you have abandoned your people. Why? Because they have become soothsayers like the Philistines. What am I going to say? A soothsayer makes deductions. One of the things we learn in life early is how to make deductions and predictions. That is, you teach you in mathematics, plot on X curve and Y, X axis and Y axis. Then from there, you cannot extrapolate every other thing. Life is like that. You hear something, you use it to deduce what the future will be like. Listen. The devil tries to do that for you also. Except that where he misses is this. That is, where life is different from mathematics. Where the devil tries to confuse you is this. There's always this X factor. This, according to Albert Einstein, this cosmological constant. Yes, there is this K we add to the equation once in a while, which is called faith and the word of God. That is, anytime equation X is equal to Y, when X is this, Y will become this. If you want to scatter it, just read the scriptures to the law and to the testimony. Once you add it to it, equation scatters. Equation redirects to the place that God ordained for you to go to. I'm saying something here. Listen, no matter what life wants to deduce for you, I said that last time, don't ever accept that is what the word of God says. If it says to you that you will never make it unless you get that American visa, don't accept. If you want to go to America, go to America. Are you getting my point? It's a nice country. You should go there, especially if you have money to go and visit. You will enjoy yourself. But don't ever think that prosperity, victory is tied to that journey. Are you getting my point? You know, remember I said that to enter into the kingdom requires what? Aggressive pursuit. I remember, I've told this story several times. When as a medical doctor, post-NYC, resident doctor, I was earning 5,500 naira a month, because between 5 and 6,000. People queued up at the embassy. One of my chiefs called me a few days ago, we're talking. He told me before he came to Luda, he spent all the money he earned buying postage stamps. What did I say? Postage stamps. That time there was no email. Applying to hospitals and schools all over the world. In UK, in US, in Asia, everywhere just to get out of the country. The man spent a year's earning buying stamps and Korean letters. Young men and young women will go and kill Eleke Crescent. I said, never. There are places you will not find me. Because I read, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I said, look, I will travel if I have to travel, but I'm not traveling because prosperity is tied to it. And because prosperity is not tied to it, why should I go to this degree of suffering? Go and kill an embassy from 2 a.m.? I have not gone to church from 2 a.m. How many times have I woken up at night from 2 a.m. studying the scripture and prophesying the word of God over my life, over my environment? I go and kill in front of an embassy. I said, God forbid that. I would not, and I refused it. I just refused it. That is, I refused the soothsaying like Philistines. People say, we are in trouble in this country. I said, we are not in trouble. As I was coming out, my car was playing the book of Isaiah. God was describing something. He said, until he was talking about the indignation that will come upon the land. There will be destruction. There will be this. There will be that. The land will become like a desert. He was prophesying against Judah and Israel and Moab and all those people. And even Babylon. I noted one expression. He said, until all the evil men are destroyed from the land. I said, I'm not an evil man. The land is not going to destroy me. The problems in life are not meant to destroy me. They are not meant to destroy me. You can so say, I refuse to accept it. The word of God to me is not according to what you are declaring. Listen, it wasn't funny. When I say it wasn't funny, ask my wife. By the time she met me, I had much improved, but I was still poor. I used to tell people, halfway through the month, I didn't used to have a dime. I'm not kidding about it. You pay salary on the 30th, 15th, I won't have a naira anymore. This day, the other day, I took one of my jackets. I can't remember which one. I put my hand in the pocket. I found 5,000 naira. I laughed. I had not worn that jacket in weeks. And I took it. I wanted to wear it. And I felt something. I dipped my hand. 5K. I said, oh boy. You don't come foul. That couldn't happen that time. Because I will have sought it out diligently before that day. Stumble upon money, impossible. I would have sought it out myself. And then I see myself forget money these days. I say, oh boy, things don't change you. I used to tell people then that, listen, come to Luce, you will find me. I went only to three places. My apartment in RMO 3, my department in Morbid Anatomy, and church. Three places. I was not a very social character, I accepted. But number two, it was expensive going to places. If you stayed in your house, you didn't pay transport fare. If you stayed in your house, you didn't have to buy anything. Just stayed there. And good enough. I had Bishop Oyedepo, Kenneth Hagin, you know, men like that to keep me company. I had books. When I read my academic work, I come home, I study the scriptures. Where was I going? When my wife met me, she said, why come all your shirts are white? She says it jokingly but truthfully that I brought color into your life. I didn't used to buy any shirt that wasn't white. There's a long story about that. Yet, I shouted and declared it loudly. In this life, I will never be poor. In this life, I say, I say, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you having all sufficiency in all things, you will abound to every good work. I remember one sister said to me, that, how come you don't have an AC? I said, Bishop Oedipo said, at my age, all I need is big windows. That cool air freezes your brain. That you need your brain to warm up so you can think at a high frequency. Don't ask me that kind of one nonsense question. You see a young man, Zakon doesn't have AC. I used to be, don't you know it costs money to buy AC? You know, so you, women will be asking questions that you are begging to be deceived. You are saying, please lie to me, I will marry you. Just tell me lies. And I'm not going to lie to you. Tell a man, say, how come you don't have a car? If a girl ever asks you, a single guy, why come you don't have a car? Tell her that you check the statistics that most Nigerians die from road traffic accidents. So you don't want to drive. when you finish answering like that, tell her, say, you are very stupid. No, don't say that. They're not going to marry you. Just warning you. What kind of funny question is that? See, handsome young girl like this, tell her, say, why you don't get one? We can't do it. else do you want? What else do you want? The guy, it costs money to buy these things. And if you don't have, you don't have. You can't forcefully buy. They have a saying in Yoruba land, they say, Dobale Rakeke. You know, if you reach shop, they say bicycle prostrate, say, I beg now. The Lord is good. Oh, but listen, oh God. Look, I'm making my boast in the Lord. My wife will testify. That time, I used to see the world through color glasses. I mean, like, he had color. You couldn't make me depressed and gloomy. So much that when my wife met me, said, this guy, you're just full of yourself. She couldn't understand why this guy talked like this. I went home, I came back, and I said, listen, I'm not full of myself, I'm full of God. I'm full of God. So saying like the Philistines, what am I saying? The devil is trying to persuade you. And you just reject the persuasion. Why? Because the Bible says he died so that we through his poverty, you understand? He said he became poor, though he was rich, so that you and I, through his poverty, might become rich. Not through our degrees. No. The degrees don't guarantee anything. If you are going to school so you can make money, you're already poor. I said all the time, my wife is, look, the day she resigned from UBA, all right, as a banking officer, was when she enrolled for MBA. Years after, she enrolled for an MSc program. And she's not looking for a job. And I told her, once you finish the MSc, you start a PhD program. Looking for a job? No. I said, just don't let this brain shrink. Shrunken brains are not good for women. It removes all the beauty on your face. So then, life will try to make predictions for my life. One thing was certain, I refused it. I refused it. I took my predictions from my life out of the word of God. Listen, let us assume now that my great-grandfather sold my father into slavery and into bondage. And then he married my mother, whose father also sold into slavery and into bondage. And they gave birth to me. Are you getting my point? And the day I was being born, Ogun was on one side, Amadioha was on one side, Obatala was on that side, and they consecrated me as their slave for life. Listen, even though those things happened, as at now, none of the effect will you ever see. Do you know why? If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are what? Passed away. And now, all the prophecies they want to speak to my life, based upon that, I have constantly and eternally rejected them by the word of God. So it can never have any effect in my life. Christians think they can just in one moment say, I cancel all the oaths. The oaths were canceled under Christ Jesus. The moment you said, amen, I believe in Jesus. Are you getting my point? All those things were canceled. God said, even if you made a covenant with death, I can break it. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Those things were canceled. They were canceled. I told you before, when you are praying in the name of Jesus, that thing has meaning. A lot of people pray in the name of their good works. God, you know when that church was being built, I gave the money for the foundation. You will bless me. God said, you have prayed in the name of your good works. You have not prayed in the name of Jesus. And by the time you start praying in the name of your good works, you have come into a realm where the devil has power. He said, but forget that. Come in the name of Jesus. You know what that means? If you come to him in the name of Jesus, oh God, go and read the book, The Prayer of Jabez. It's a simple book. Let me put my amplification to that book for you. When Jabez prayed, he did not care who cursed him. Christians, they worry too much about who placed a curse upon them. Jabez did not care. The day he was born, he had caused his mother so much sorrow, so much pain. And listen, names are very prophetic, you know. So they called him Jabez, the son of sorrow. And I can assure you of one thing, it affected Jabez. Jabez went everywhere, his businesses fault. He went everywhere, he had collapsed in every endeavor in his life. Then one day, he looked up to God. Listen, he said, oh, that you, listen, the Bible says promotion does not come from the east or from the west or from the south, but God is judge. So he took his eyes away from the east or from the south or the west and from the south, but he looked up to God. Listen, once you look up to him, every other thing disappears. All the curses in your life, they disappear. He looked up to God and said, oh, that you alone will bless me indeed. Not my background. I don't care whether my father blessed me or my mother cursed me. It's irrelevant. If you will bless me. God said, what do you want? He said, make my name great. Enlarge my coast. Keep me from evil so it does not come upon me. God said, is that all? He said, yes. He said, you can have it. And the Bible says God granted him everything he asked for. Listen, the curse of ancestors cannot hold back the blessing of God. it can't hold back the blessing of God. Those who are sitting in that and warming themselves in that light are those who have refused the light of God. Using that as an explanation for all their problems in life. Listen, the only problem you have as a believer is ignorance. The devil is deceiving you. He's deceiving you. I saw a sacrifice at the junction near my house the other day. For a moment, I felt like stopping to pick the eggs. Just that I don't need the food. You get what I'm going to say? A lot of people are afraid. The Holy Ghost fire. You saw sacrifice on the road. You don't waste such precious fire. You use that fire for evangelism. Where the gospel is being restrained, you blow fire upon it. That's what we're talking about. Not Holy Ghost fire over small things that occur around your life. No, it is not right. Jabez said, oh, that you will bless me indeed. Listen to me. What kills Christians is their ignorance. Oh. When they start accepting stupid predictions, you dreamt a dream that you died. Listen, one day you will die if Jesus does not come back. Amen? You don't believe that? If Jesus doesn't come back quickly, eventually one day you have to die. So you dream that you die, so what? And peradventure, you felt the dream say you died early. Okay, fine. Please, solve that with one line. One line. Which is Psalm. I will not die, but I will live. Simple. And I will declare the works of God. I will see the wonders of God in my generation. Are you getting my point? Another scripture. He says that David slept, having fulfilled the counsel of God in his generation. That is, I will not die until I have fulfilled the will of God in my generation. It's simple. After that, you go about your normal business. Hear ye the word of the Lord, you will not die now. I say you will not die now. I say you will not die now. Listen, Christianity is not a joke. You hear what I said? What did I say? What did I say? There is power in it. Let's stop magnifying the works of the devil. We have done that enough. Sometimes when people are praying, I say, you are not praying. You are praising Satan. Stop that one in your prayers. When you kneel down, check your prayer points. Once it's about enemies, just know you have been an African. Yes. Professor Yobiniti was internationally recognized as a psychiatrist because he pointed out to the whole scientific world, especially in the area of psychiatry and psychology, that the paramount thing in the heart of the African is to be at peace with his neighbor. So what's the big deal about that? He found out that a lot of patients that came with what Americans would call mild to moderate depression came only because they were anxious about their neighbor's attitude towards them. They felt that these people are going to bewitch me. I'm serious. So he found out that one of the ways to solve the problem of an African that has depression is settle his problem with his neighbors. That is, the African man is always worried about the witch next door. That's what he was saying. If I told the story of one woman who was having symptoms of depression, and they checked, they realized that, this is a summary, she was prospering more than her neighbors in the market, and she was afraid they were going to bewitch her. If your prayer points are full of enemies, witches, just know that you have been an African. Stop that soothsaying like Philistines. He said, the Lord spoke to me with a mighty arm or with a strong hand. He said, listen, don't call a conspiracy what these people call a conspiracy. Neither fear you their fears. Let the Lord alone be the one you will regard as holy. Let him be the only one you will fear. You know what that means? Always direct your prayer points to God and don't worry about those things you call enemies. Because actually, as a matter of fact, in Christ Jesus, you have overcome. As I close, let me declare to you again. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Listen, if indeed you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus on the right hand side of God, far above principalities and powers, and every worker of evil, every name that is named in this earth. Any evil power you can think of, they are inferior to where you are seated. That's what God said about you in the name of Jesus Christ. One more thing, he said, your life is hid with Christ in God. Hi. Did you hear that? Let me say it again. Mpa, say it yourself. Say, my life is hid with Christ in God. Listen, he said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the covering, the protection. Are you getting my point? The influence of the Almighty. Are you getting what I'm saying? Please walk around, be bold. What did I say? Let me say it one more time. Walk around and be what? Bold. Don't be afraid. That is not... it's an insult on Christianity. Can I beg you, remove witches from your prayer points. They don't belong there. Let me tell you another thing. You not get ancestral problem. The swear for your papa don't mean nothing in your life. Did you hear what I said? I must say it like that, straight. There's a curse upon your family means nothing in your life. If you are afraid for your brothers, your parents, your siblings, pray for them and preach the gospel to them. Don't forget, I said, I'm not saying those things don't exist. I'm only saying, as far as you are concerned, I've seen a man before. I think he had 4 children. All of them died one after the other, mysterious fashion. I'm not stupid. I know that things like that occur. I'm just saying, if one of those sons, one of those children had simply come out. You know, I tell people, when you want to preach to people, don't stop preaching to them as if you're angry with them that they don't go to your church. I don't know, you understand my point? You know, Paul Ginod, how many of you know Paul Ginod? Okay, maybe you don't have heard of him. Was a preacher we knew a lot those days. Well, quite a long time ago, based in Ibadan. From the name, you know that he came from a Muslim family. How did he give his life to Christ? He went for a meeting and he saw the power of God demonstrated. Are you getting my point? Life, somebody was crippled there and there. Strength came to the person's legs. There, while he was watching. He said, what? Now, that's the point I'm coming to. That only proved to him that God existed. He now went back home. He said in Islam, they taught him, listen to this, that you're supposed to pray how many times a day? 5 times. If for 1 year you did not pray once, the following year you have to pray 10 times a day to make up for the previous year. And he had gone to UK as a student, and for years he had not been praying. So he had calculated his debt of prayer. When he calculated all the prayers he was owing, and he found that this God of these Christians is also a real God, for him it was cheaper that Jesus said that I will forgive all of it. So he said, well, instead of praying, he was owing thousands of prayers. Instead of praying thousands of times to make up for what he was owing, he said to follow Jesus Christ, who will just write it off. What am I saying? Tell your friends, your cousins, people you know, that your gospel is deliverance. I don't know what I hear what I say. That the thing people have been saying, that the reason why nobody in their lineage ever lives beyond the age of 52, you understand? And even the ones that make it beyond 45, you will notice that this is the problem they have between here and there. Did I say it doesn't work? It happens. I'm just talking about you as a believer. I'm not giving you the duty you have. Go and tell the other person, say, you see me, so age of 45, I go prosper. 52, I not go die. You see, I say, but they say we should go to the village to go and offer the sacrifices necessary to cancel it. He said, yes, I heard that too. But I'm not going. Why are you not going? Because behold the Lamb of God that paid up all those sacrifices for the whole world. Mine has been paid. Listen, I don't have time to go into spiritual things are real. Maybe they need it. Maybe they don't. Maybe, I don't know. But peradventure they did, yours has been paid. What are you offering to the fellow? That's what evangelism is. You are saying to him, you are saying to her, this is the poor Ginadu way out of this problem. You get my point? Instead of buying white goat, white cow, goat with nose that split in two, which is very hard to find, instead of finding things that you can only find from Indonesia and South Africa, why don't you come? Behold, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. The word of faith which I preach, it doesn't cost anything. That is the gospel. That is what? That is what? That is the gospel.